Okay, so yeah, the theme of this talk is meditation and befriending oneself. And anyone who was on the mailing list would have seen that what we're going to be trying to explore is both the inner and outer expressions of friendship. So friendship towards ourselves and also how we can then take friendship towards others. And we'll be exploring that throughout the day through meditation, discussion and talks. So I've been meditating for 23 years now, on and off. More on nowadays. And I've experienced that it's had many, many benefits. One of the things is I'm far less stressed, less anxious, my mind's less scattered, my energy's much more, less scattered. I'm not so busy all the time in my mind, even if I may be outside in the world. Generally speaking, I feel a lot happier, calmer, more focused, more content. A lot more aware of myself, aware of others, a lot more present in whatever I'm doing, and therefore finding it more fulfilling when I'm doing it. So I used to do all this sort of multitasking and be all over the place, and now I kind of, whatever I'm doing, I tend to be much more there with it. Which has sort of helped me to engage a lot more fully in my life, and to even enjoy like really simple things that I'm doing. None of which I expected when I started to meditate particularly. Well, I thought I might get a bit more relaxed and a bit more focused. And another thing that I didn't really expect was the impact it would have on my self-esteem, my self-confidence, how I felt about myself and how I related to other people. When I started, I did have quite a low self-esteem. I was very self-critical. Well, quite anxious, fearful around other people. And one of the things that meditation has done is sort of helped me to change. And it's been a long process, and it's an ongoing process, but it is something that I really value about it. So that's one reason why I was quite interested in talking around meditation and befriending oneself. So meditation is basically an awareness practice. What we're trying to do is bring awareness to our experience, our present experience, whatever that may be, moment by moment. And that includes awareness of our bodies, awareness of our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts. But there's also not just awareness of ourselves. We then become more aware of others, our environment, and maybe get a bit more insight into reality, into our views, into our conditioning and things like that. And that can also be really helpful. That may sound a lot to say, but that is something that sort of can happen as we're meditating. But we start quite basic, quite simply, by becoming more aware of ourselves, and in particular we start with the body. I'll say a bit more about that later. One of the things that we find is when we stop doing what we have, when we sit there, we become very much more aware of what's going on in our minds, and often how busy it is, how scattered it is, and we may become more aware of our feelings and things, and we may find it quite difficult to actually see exactly what we're experiencing. Sometimes when we come to meditation, we may actually feel quite disconnected or alienated from our body or from particular emotions or aspects of ourselves. And that's partly because of the kind of conditions we might have experienced in our lives up till then, in family, society, school, things like that. And I think particularly as lesbians, gay women, we may have had hostile reactions. We may be aware of people being prejudiced, homophobic. Or even when we've gone into sort of gay community, we may have felt that we have to be a certain way in order to be accepted, and therefore sort of not allow ourselves to be all of who we are. So one thing that we do when we meditate is we kind of explore just what is there. What are we feeling? What are we experiencing? What are we thinking? What is present and what might be present that we're not aware of, because quite often we get very identified with what's most present in our thoughts, a situation that's dominating our thoughts, or maybe there may be an emotion that's more intensely experienced. But actually we've got a lot of things that we're experiencing. There's a whole complexity to us, some of it pleasant, some of it unpleasant, and the more that we can sort of uncover, allow ourselves to experience of ourselves, the wholer, and I think more integrated we feel. Because meditation, it is a journey of self-exploration, and it does help us to bring together the sort of more disparate parts of ourselves, the bits that we may have disconnected from. It's very good in developing integration. I'm just going to put this quote from Sangharakshita, who's the teacher who founded this movement. She's saying, integration is bringing all our scattered bits together. We integrate ourselves, we overcome conflict within ourselves, disharmony within ourselves. And then we get ourselves functioning as a smoothly working whole, not a jumble of bits and pieces and fragments of selves all struggling and jostling for supremacy. So I don't know if any of that sort of fits with your experience. It does certainly fit with what my experience has been in the past. So how we start in meditation really is we start with the body by coming home to the body, allowing ourselves to sort of not have that separation between mind and body or mind-body feelings, to see that we are, well, the body is ourselves, that we, you know, experience the world through the body as well. And to actually allow ourselves to be aware of what that's like, being in this body. So we really try and get a sense of what the sensations, feelings are in our body, become aware of our body not as a fixed, unchanging thing, but something that's in process, with sensations, feelings coming in and out, of awareness changing all the time. And the same thing about our feelings. When we become aware of our feelings and our thoughts, we can see that actually that also changes. We may feel that we're one way, or that however we're feeling at that time is never going to change, but actually it does over time. You know, different feelings come into being, or we may even feel two different feelings at the same time. And I suppose with meditation, we become much more aware of that process happening, much more able to sort of hold more of ourselves, more of our experience, just by trying to sit there, try and stay present, try to stay aware of whatever's happening moment by moment. And, you know, sometimes that's quite a challenge because we're not used to being present. We probably all had experience of what it's like when you're with somebody who's not present and you're talking to them and their mind's off somewhere else and they're not there for you. You probably also had experience of you being there talking to someone and you not being fully in present and thinking about other things. And of doing task activities when you're not really there. So one of the things we're trying to do is just try and be more and more fully present in whatever we're doing. And we need to be kind with that. We need to sort of develop this kind, non-judgmental awareness that's not going to sort of say, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, I shouldn't be thinking about this. I mean, obviously, if you're doing something that's really unethical, you might want to consider it. But, I mean, you need to be aware of what you're doing, really, and aware of the consequences of what you're doing and the impact of what you're doing. And also, through meditation, what happens if we become very aware of what our habitual ways of responding to situations are, the ways that our lives have conditioned us to have certain views, certain ways of being. We've become aware of our views, opinions about ourselves, about others, and sometimes how fixed they are, that I'm this kind of person or they're that kind of person. But in meditation, we can actually see the flow of our experience and then become a bit more aware that other people also are a flow of experience and changing, and there are all sorts of conditions that change all the time that make us behave in certain ways that might make them behave in certain ways. So it can sort of help us to sort of, I suppose, accept, become more aware of ourselves and more others, be more empathic towards others out of our own experience of what it's like for us. So it's sort of this kind of receptivity, kind of openness towards ourselves as well, what we're trying to develop in meditation. So whenever we're doing meditation, whatever practice we're doing, there are some practices that are more focused on body awareness, being aware of breathing. There are some that are more focused on trying to develop kindness and other kind of things like that. But any meditation, we still want to be very much in the body, very mindful, very aware, very present. And with any meditation, we still want to have this attitude of sort of kindness, of being non-judgmental, you know, allowing ourselves to feel whatever we're feeling, to think whatever we're thinking without sort of thinking we're bad. So the sort of internalized judge and critic we're sort of trying to see through them, get that a bit more out of the way, just to allow ourselves to see, well, who are we? You know, who do I want to be, really? Do I always want to behave the way that I have done? or now that I see that's the way I behaved, I want to have a choice to do something differently. So that's why it's so key to be developing awareness in meditation, and that's why it can be really helpful in befriending ourselves. So one of the practices that we do is called the mindfulness of breathing, and that's very much about coming home into the body, getting that integration between mind-body, and being present to our experience in the body, moment by moment. And another key practice that we do within this tradition is called the Metta Bhavana. Metta is often translated as kindness or loving kindness, and Metta Bhavana is the development or cultivation of loving kindness. There's a teacher called Vajradhaka. I really like the way that he defines metta as being for the being for the welfare of other living beings. So it's all about, in a way, trying to create a change in attitude, a change in approach. It's not just about sitting there thinking, oh, I must generate all these feelings of love, because actually, when you're doing the practice, that's quite likely not to happen. But it's working with our intentions, it's working with our habits, with our views as much as anything. It's a volition that we want to be kinder, we want to be more open, we want to sort of have a better relationship with ourselves, with others. We want ourselves to be happy and fulfilled, we want others to be happy and fulfilled. And it's not about relating to people just through how they affect us, self-referential really. Because quite often we relate to people in terms of if they do things that we like, if they care for us, then we like them, and if they don't, then we don't, or we don't know them, so we don't really care about them one way or the other. So we're trying to develop an attitude where we actually see people, as people, whoever they are, even if we find them difficult, even if we don't know them, to sort of kind of relate, that sort of solidarity with other living beings. And from our own experience of life, and knowing how challenging and difficult that can be, having that sort of well-wishing for them in their lives but also going to be challenging as well. Wanting them also to be happy, to develop their potential. So anyway, I think I'll probably stop there, but that's just to sort of give a sort of context for what we're trying to do a little bit in meditation. But like I said, we're going to start very simply with the body.